Good morning. My name is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the June 10th, 2020 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Affordable Housing Trust Fund. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good morning. This is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for the trustees, the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners, and specific staff, all callers will be muted during this meeting. During the meeting, anyone is having difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
This is Carol Ventura. Nicole Clement, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Thank you, Carol. This is Nicole Clement. Pursuant to Executive Orders 20-05, 20-25, and 20-35, this meeting is being held via teleconference. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event this teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. I would now like to provide some guidance to our trustees, Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners in attendance, and staff as they participate in this meeting. First, Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing, will preside over this meeting. Second, please remember to state your name prior to speaking. And third, if you find that you are unable to participate, please contact us immediately and we will stop the meeting until you are reconnected or no longer muted. And now I will turn it over to Carol Ventura.
Thank you, Nicole. This is Carol Ventura. I will now conduct a roll call of the trustees of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund, Board of Commissioners in attendance, and staff of Rhode Island Housing. Carol LaChapelle.
Here.
Chairman Nick Ratzinas.
Here.
Board members, Commissioner Kevin Orth.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Leanne Byrne.
Present.
Staff of Rhode Island Housing, James Comer.
Here.
Nicole Clement.
Here.
Christine Hunsinger.
Here.
Eric Shorter.
Here.
Eric Alexander.
Here.
Ann Berman.
Here.
Lisa Primiano.
Here.
Kyle Rotella.
Here.
Roll call is complete. So let's move on to action number one, which is approval of the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on April 17th, 2020. May I have a motion to approve?
This is Kara. I make a motion.
This is Nick. Second motion.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve and a second. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, Nicole, please conduct a roll call vote on the motion.
Thank you, Carol. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on April 17, 2020, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Trustee Ratzinas.
Aye.
Trustee Ventura.
Aye.
Trustee LaChapelle.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
This is Carol Ventura. Let's move on to action number two on the agenda, which is the approval of Homeownership Investment Fund funding awards. Eric Alexander, Assistant Director of Development, will present this action.
Thank you, Carol. I'd like to begin just by providing a little bit of information on the context and process surrounding these awards for the trustees. In February of 2020, we issued a request for proposals for approximately $1.4 million in remaining homeownership investment fund monies. On April 17th, 2020, we received a total of 19 proposals requesting a total of $2.3 million in HIF funds. Of the 19 proposals submitted, staff determined that 6 had failed to meet threshold requirements and therefore would not move forward. Of the 13 remaining, staff is recommending funding for 7 single and 2 family developments. The total requested award amount is $1.18 million. The award will result in 23 residential units, 18 of which will be HIF assisted. Projects recommended for this funding round are located in Burrillville, Exeter, Middletown, Pawtucket, and Providence. The individual projects that are being recommended include Middle Street Phase 2, development by Pawtucket Central Falls Development Corporation, which is the construction of 2 two-family homes. The total HIF ask is $172,616. TDC per unit is $197,000, and the developer has been designated by the PRA. The second is 155 Division Street, another project sponsored by Pawtucket Central Falls. Total HIF requested is $99,000, and the TDC per unit is $196,500. The third recommended is a final of 3 projects being recommended for Pawtucket Central Falls. It is Mavis Street Homeownership. The total HIF request is $428,751. It is for 3 two-family homeownership properties. The TDC per unit is $195,958. Next is Fernwood 4, fourth and final phase of an overall 30-unit development in Burrillville, sponsored by NeighborWorks Blackstone River Valley. The HIF request is for $174,950. TDC per unit for the 7 units in this phase is $264,957. Next is Gardner Road in Exeter, Rhode Island, sponsored by Habitat for Humanity South County. Total HIF ask is $72,617. It's for one single family. The TDC is $264,957. Next up is 12 and 15 Bloom Court, sponsored by Church Community Housing. HIF request is for $133,727. It is for the demolition of 2 structures and new construction of 2 single family homes. The TDC per unit is $289,894. And the final project being recommended for HIF funding is 171 and 175 Admiral Street in Providence, sponsored by Smith Hill. The HIF request is for $99,000. It is for 2 single family homes, and the TDC per unit is $249,500. I'm happy to take any questions that the trustees may have regarding these recommendations.
Thank you, Eric. This is Carol Ventura. May I have a motion to approve action number 2, approval of homeownership investment fund awards?
This is Kara. I'll make a motion to approve.
This is Nick. I'll second that motion.
Thank you very much. I have a motion to approve and a second. Let's open this up for discussion or questions for Eric Alexander.
Are you allowed to ask a question you've asked before?
Why not?
Could someone just take a minute or two, really, literally just a minute or two, and put into context this homeownership investment fund, from whence came the awards, the funds, and what's the wide discretion on its use? I'm sure I've asked and it's been answered, but I just forgotten.
I'll start. One of the primary reasons why we created this initiative was to provide a more flexible tool to create homeownership opportunities in Rhode Island. You may recall that in the past, we've used the home program primarily for our homeownership activities, particularly when there weren't any state bond funds. And the home program has become particularly burdensome when developing homeownership projects. So this was an opportunity for us to use some of the trust fund dollars to create a flexible resource that can replace now the state bond funds that have effectively been committed. So Eric Shorter or Eric Alexander, want to add to that?
I would just say that the difficulty of using home for home ownership kind of is both at the front end in terms of some of the requirements that are placed on developers that want to use the home funds, and also on subsequent resale. It really does limit options for owners of the homes and the process both to identify and approve new buyers is extremely burdensome for owners of these properties. So this has the advantage. I think the HIF funds provide flexibility, not just in terms of the development, but also make it a little bit easier for our owners on subsequent resale if they elect to or need to sell their home.
Makes all the sense in the world. How long have we been doing this?
This is our second
second round.
Second round, okay.
Yeah, I believe this is the first allocation. I think we budgeted $2 million.
Right.
I don't have the budget sheets in front of me, unfortunately. I think we budgeted $2 million previously for the fund, and we are proposing to also fund it in fiscal year 21 as well.
Did round one get the same diversity in communities and partners?
The first funding round?
Yeah.
I don't know. Eric Alexander, can you speak to the geographic?
So we did have representation both in suburban and urban communities. This is a little bit more diverse. I think we've got a little bit more rural representation. Mm-hmm. But the first round did see demand from across the state.
Okay. Thank you.
And all the requests are from nonprofit developers to date.
Yeah, I gather. Yep.
No, both.
Okay.
Any
other questions or discussion?
This is Commissioner.
No? All right, let me ask General Counsel to conduct a roll call vote.
I think Kevin wants to make a comment. Carol.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Carol. I just had a quick question about the Fernwood 4 project. I see all the other projects have very low acquisition costs, but the Fernwood 4 project has a relatively high one. I mean, the total cost per home seemed to be right in line with the others, but could you speak to why that acquisition cost is so much higher than the others?
This is phase four. They've been carrying this property for quite some time. And at the time that it was acquired, the market was a little bit different. Several of the proposals that you've seen are actually acquiring out of, for instance, the Pawtuckets. A couple of the Pawtuckets are designated by the PRA, and so the acquisition price is pretty low. Same with the Smith Hill properties. This was acquired essentially on the open market.
Kevin, if I could, this is Carol Ventura. This property was part of a much larger development. It was property that we acquired more than a decade ago in Burrville, and Neighbor Rourke's Blackstone River Valley subdivided the property, and you may recall that they did Green Ridge, which is a rental development, on one side of the property, and then this is a self-help homeownership development that was on the other side. So it has taken a long time, and when we acquired this property, we acquired it at the appraised value, but land prices were quite a bit higher than it was almost at the peak of the market when we bought this property.
This is Leanne. I just had one comment, which is that, you know, Nick alluded to this, but very glad to see a diversity in geographic area, particularly investment communities that have not yet made their 10%, and appreciate the work that the staff and all the applicants did in assuring a geographically diverse set of proposals today. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, hearing none, General Counsel, conduct a roll call vote on the motion.
Thank you, Carol. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the Home Ownership Investment Fund HIF funding awards, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Trustee Rosinas?
Aye.
Trustee Hirsch? Trustee Ventura?
Aye.
Trustee LaChapelle?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. This is Carol Ventura. There is no further business to come before the trustees, so I would request a motion to adjourn the meeting.
This is Carol. Make a motion to adjourn.
This is Nick. Second.
General Counsel, please conduct a roll call vote on the motion.
Thank you, Carol. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning this meeting, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Trustee Rosina?
Aye.
Trustee Ventura?
Aye.
Trustee LaChapelle?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for your time today and for participating in two meetings. So thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.